Guess what? I've got a very special guest in the studio. Yes, I was tweeting and telling you, the lady herself, Natalie Stewart, the Flow Assist, is here. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Give thanks. And yourself?
I am doing great. You know what it has been? We were talking, too, about some of the creative process.
Yes.
Your creative process. You know, where does your creative process begin?
You know, at this point in my life, I've realized that my creative process is really more so connected to my spiritual journeys. Like, okay. So my spiritual process. So prayer, meditation, and all of those things that connect you to the source, which is where your creative, ultimately, this is where all the fodder is, you know, it's where all the food, all those things that we think are just lines that we've come up with, and all those ideas. So it's all aligned, you know, and my creative process in terms of that which I share, I probably only share 3 to 5% of what I write, you know. Okay. Ultimately, what I write is a part of the development of myself, I find. You know, we were talking about writing things down. It helps it to go in memory. Right. I also find writing things down allows you to take an objective stance rather than a subjective stance all the time. So you get to kind of broaden your scope. So that's a part of the creative process. Also, I believe highly in being a solutionary being. I think to be able to create music that people listen to, word, sound, power. So the creative process, and I don't believe in writer's block as well. I think that in order to create, you have to live. Mm. You have to, you know, just constant studio time or constant red carpets or that constant in the light energy, I don't think is the best for the fertilization of the spirit in order to be able to have something to share. I think you have to live, you have to interact, you have to see what's happening. So balancing those two things.